Senior Story, The Beautiful Scar. Chapter 7, Pappy and Sam.
How did you get to be so good with horses?
Wayne had emerged out of his anger to ask the question as they continued their trek down Cougar Lane toward Curtis's house.
My grandpa put me on a horse when I was 3. He had a way with them. I actually thought he could speak a secret horse language. I learned a lot, though not enough, but I'm grateful for what he taught me before he died.
What about you? Did you grow up with horses?
No, Wayne replied. Only had my pair for 7 years. As he told the story of how he had acquired Scar and Beauty, Curtis listened carefully.
I remember my dad pulling me away from the edge of the drop-off, Wayne said. I was feeling sick by then. They looked so worn out, and when the wolf landed on the back of the one horse, I cried. But then, 8 months later, they were mine. I was so happy, and now they're gone.
Looking over at Curtis, he asked, "If God is so good, why did he let that fire happen and take my horses away after he gave them to me?" But Curtis wasn't listening anymore.
"Curtis?"
Wayne stared at him, waiting for an answer.
"Curtis!"
"Oh, sorry, Wayne. Your story is troubling me. It reminded me of another. When my grandpa died, I was 14. He had 2 young colts that I inherited. I promised to love them. I named them Pappy and Sam, after my grandpa. I spent every day after school training them. My dad and I would ride up and down the mountains together, taking them hunting, fishing, and camping. My life was centered around my dad and my horses. Mom had passed away from an illness when I was 10, so Dad and I were very close. One summer, it was especially dry. Lots of wildlife came to that meadow we just passed to drink from the river.
What meadow? Interrupted Wayne.
We just walked past it, Wayne. How could you miss it? Anyway, there were wolves in the area, and they were hungry. Food was scarce on the higher ground, so they came to the meadow looking for meat. Elk, deer, anything. I'll never know how. But they ended up inside the pasture where Pappy and Sam were fenced. I heard frightened whinnies and raced out to find my horses encircled by wolves. I rushed to open the gate and screamed as loud as I could to startle the wolves. Sam and Pappy immediately ran to me and out the gate. I slammed it shut and hurried to the house. The wolves were slowed but not stopped. They took off after them.
Curtis went silent. He felt like he was 14 again, watching the wolves tearing after his cherished horses.